What about that thing up above that you've got?
That is a mantle.
Mm-hmm. And the thing you set the wood on in the fireplace?
Huh?
The things you set the wood on?
Andirons.
Mm-hmm. Say if you wanted to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use?
Well, we use a regular wood, a hickory and oak, mm-hmm. some pine, but pine don't make good heating. We use pine wood to cook in a cook stove.
Uh-huh.
But hickory and oak, red oak.
Uh-huh. What about the small pieces of wood you use for starting it?
Huh?
The small pieces.
That was pine knots. Back in the early days when I was a kid,
uh-huh.
we used to haul them up and pile them up 20 feet high and cover all space 40, 50 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we call kindling.
Mm-hmm.
We'd split it up and start a fire. My job was to bring in and fill the wood box. And we had it, when it's bad weather, we stacked it on we had a long back porch on this house, of the old house.
Mm-hmm.
And it went around to a L porch, and then we had what we call a dairy.
Mm-hmm.
We milked a good many cows, and it's a big family, and my mother used to sell a lot of milk and butter to the niggers around there,
mm-hmm.
that's close to us. And we had a big 60-foot well and had a big trough in there and covered with tin,
mm-hmm.
and we'd fill that trough with water.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a place in the back about like that with a stem in it. We'd pull it out,
mm-hmm.
and let the water out, and it got hot. And then we'd fill it up again, and we kept, my mother set the butter and the buttermilk and the sweet milk and such as that in there. And then we had a storeroom. And back in those days, we used to put up lots of fruit,
mm-hmm.
and jellies. And my mother, I had a chill once in the bottom. I come home and I said, and the chill will make you sick, I mean, just get mm-hmm. full of malaria, and you get it from mosquito bites. My brother, oldest brother, was a doctor, and I didn't agree with him. I said, you get it from some other way,
mm-hmm.
too. But, of course, I didn't argue with him, but I still think you can get it. But the doctor still said the only way you can get malaria is through a mosquito.
Mm-hmm.
And I had those chills, and I was working hard, getting up way full day,
mm-hmm.
and working. I worked less, and I worked inside of my house and be in the field at 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock whistle blowing. I hadn't even been to the house to get a drink of water.
Mm-hmm.
I've done more work than any white man in this country, I think, my age.
Mm-hmm.
Of hard farm work, and it never did hurt me. When I was a kid growing up, I milked 15 cows, and at 6 o'clock whistle blowing, I was following a good mule.
Mm-hmm.
And I never had but one man that I ever worked in the field with a hole that ever never did gain around. He gained a half a row, old Dan Strong. He hoed with a great big old wide hoe, and I had a little gooseneck hoe, and I was fast, left-handed or right-handed,
mm-hmm.
and I'd whet that hoe down about like that, and we was hoeing some cotton,
mm-hmm.
and my daddy'd make you set the dirt back. Said, a man plying can't stop to set that cotton back. You take that dirt and set it back, and here's posse. Well, that's the only way of Dan to beat me. He'd get that old scovel hole as wide, and he'd get the dirt and put in there, and I was fast, and I'd make a pass at the dirt, and as fast and little old narrow hole, and it'd slip off, and I'd have to go back a second time. And that's what. And so I told my daddy, I said, I'm not going to hoe anymore with Dan. The man there said, why? I said, he's the only person ever led me in the field in my life. I gained a round on him, everyone in 1908. Red River overflowed, and all those niggers come out of here and farming. And we had it raining, just rain like thunder that year, 1908, the worst rain year we ever had. And so my father would say, I told him I wasn't going to hoe no more on account of this old nigger leading me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, get the rest part of those hands, get on the other side and hoe over there. He did that because he didn't want to take the sap out of me, but he didn't. But I was so fast and quick and right-handed to left-handed.